How can we detox the doubt? Hello there, this is Dr. Pete Pavelic. Thank you for joining me for this edition of the Daily Devo. Today we are going to be in Psalms 77, if you want to turn there in your Bible. And while you do, let me remind you about our website, PastorPete.org. You can contact me there, get on our Daily Devo email list, find out more about our ministry, upcoming trips, and so much more there at PastorPete.org. Here's what it says in Psalms 77. I want to start in verse 10. He says, "So I say, I am grieved that my right hand of the Most High has changed. I will remember the Lord's works. Yes, I will remember your ancient wonders. I will reflect on all you have done and meditate on your actions. God, your way is holy. What God, lowercase g, what God is great like God? You are the God who works wonders. You revealed your strength among the peoples. With power you redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph." And we will stop there. We all have a bout of doubt from time to time in our life, whether we're doubting ourselves or doubting someone else, whether we're doubting God's call on our life or the mission that He's put before us, or our ability to fulfill it, our ability to accomplish whatever He's put before us. Sometimes our doubts are spiritual in nature. Sometimes they're things that affect us physically or mentally or emotionally or in some other sphere of our life. But the reality is, none of us get through an entire lifetime without doubting something or someone or ourselves in a major way. And we just need to detox that. We got to get that out of our life. We don't want to be people who doubt. It's not good to be a person who doubts. And one of the greatest doubt detoxers in my life, and I think the greatest doubt detoxers in a lot of people's lives, is this: just remembering what God has done, remembering His works, remembering His greatness, remembering the way He has answered our prayers, remembering the ways that He has shown us who He is, remembering who He is and what He does. Whenever I'm experiencing some level of doubt, I always want to go back to the things that I know I've already seen God do and I've already felt God experience, just like the psalmist here says, "I will remember the Lord's works. Yes, I will remember His ancient wonders." And maybe you're in a place right now where you're doubting something or someone or yourself, or maybe it'll be tomorrow or next week or next year when you'll go through some doubts. And I pray when that time comes, I pray you will quickly be able to detox it out of your life by remembering who God is and what God has done. So I want to encourage you, just take a little time right now, and if you're driving or walking or running or whatever you're doing, just take a little time and just remember some of the things God has done in your life. Make a list of them if you're sitting at your desk or have your Bible open. Just make a list, jot down some things God has done. But even if you can't make a list, just go through them in your head and smile. And take a deep breath every time you remember one of those things and just thank the Lord for being so faithful. It will detox the doubt right out of your life. God bless you. Have a great day. Come over and visit me at PastorPete.com.